We just talked about the roll call of the damned a few moments ago in another message. And here we have the damned on the move again. The damned on the move. So Jesus begins to talk to them in parables. A parable means to throw beside a physical thing so they can get a spiritual understanding from it. Now, these people didn't want to understand, did they? They wanted to commit murder. The commandments of God, it says, thou shalt not keep on committing adultery. Now, because they were. You shall not keep on lying. You shall cannot keep on stealing. And you shall not keep on murdering. That's what the commandments really said. It's not thou shalt not. It says you shall not keep on doing it. And these people did not know God as their Father. They did not know Him. Now let's read this. If we're going to read it from the Greek and then translate it into English and some of the grammar. Kai exauto autois en parabales. Lalein ampalona anthropos. Ephitasin kai peri hen fog or phagmon kai orgzain hippolanion kai oko do mason piergon kai ex idato auton geogos. And he began for himself. It comes from arco here. He began for himself. Arco is a verb here. Middle voice. He began for himself to them in parables to speak. Lalein. Lalein is different than lego. Lalein means here to speak in human voice. The eternal God of heaven that existed forever in eternity past is coming in space and time. It says in John 1:14 in the Greek, Kai ho logos sarx agenito, and the word, which is a Hebraism from the Hebrew word hadabar, because when they would come to the name of God, Exodus 20 verse 7, it says, Yah shall not use the Lord thy God's name in vain. When they came to the name of God in the Old Testament, when they read it, they would say hadabar or Hashem. And the modern Jews say Adonai. But it was ho logos, now translated. Kai ho logos sarx agenito, and the word, the Jehovah fleshy became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only one from behind side the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:18 says, no one has seen God at any time but the only begotten God, the one being inseparable from the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out, middle boy. And he speaks to us in parables here, the Jehovah God of the Old Testament. To speak of the vineyard, man, he planted. A vineyard, a man, he planted. Ampelona. A man, and he planted, and he literally hedged around it, a hedge. Stood around it, a hedge, and dug a wine press. And built a tower. The tower is to defend it, to protect it. And he indentured it out. Ekdidomi. He gave it out to sharecroppers. To sharecroppers. Let's read this now, 12 and verse 1.
Mark.
And Jesus started to speak to them in parables, that is, with comparisons and illustrations. A man planted a vineyard and put a hedge about it, and dug a pit for the wine press, and built a tower, and let it out to rent for vine dressers, and went into another country. All right, let's look at this. This is telling a story, isn't it? I'm doing a set of messages on parables also. Parables, metaphors, allegories, hyperboles, exaggerations, allegories, metaphors. And Jesus is telling a parable here. And he's going to depict these roll call of the damned. He's going to depict these outlaws of religion, these murderers and thieves and liars. Thou shalt not keep on murdering. And yet that's what they're bound and determined to do. If it damned every one of them for eternal hell, they were going to do it. Kai apo de mason. Kai apostelain pros tus gorgus to Cairo Dulon Hina Paraton Georgon Labe Apo Ton Carpon to Ampelonus. Apollonia is from that word in Italian. Apollonia is from this word here. Ampelonus. And he went away. He left. And he sent toward the sharecroppers in the time, in the season, by the proper season, a slave, in order that from the sharecroppers he might receive, look at that, he might receive labe. People, when the gospel goes out, either they reject it or receive it. And these people here, this is Israel that he's talking about. Israel would not receive, and they would not give glory to God. That he might receive from the fruits, the carpon, the fruits of the vineyard. That he might receive money, payment, for the fruit from his vineyard. All they did was watch it. They were sharecroppers. It was his land, and he had planted a vineyard. And when the season came, he sent a bondservant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. His share. Mm-hmm. Now, in modern times, the sharecroppers, the owner, gets at least 25% of the crops. These people weren't ready to give anything. They weren't willing to give anything. Not a thing. The land was not theirs. The vineyard was not theirs. The wine press was not theirs. The tower to protect it was not theirs. But the God of heaven had planted this vineyard. And this vineyard was Israel. Kai labontes. Auton ederon. Kai apestalon. And having taken him, they beat. And they sent him away. They beat him and sent him away. Now this is the slave. This is the property of the landowner. Now who's this that they're talking about? Isaiah? Jeremiah? Jonah? Micah? Malachi? Hosea? Ezekiel? Daniel? These are the ones that they would not accept, especially Jeremiah and Isaiah. Miserable, miserable, miserable. Miserably did they treat them. 20 and verse 3. They took him and they beat him, and they sent him away without anything. Let's go to verse number 4 now. Kai Pauline apostolain. Pros autois alon dulon. Kakenon ek ephalioson etimason. And again, he sent with authority toward them another slave. This is a bond servant. This is an indentured servant. A bond slave. and that one. Look at that, and that one. Look at that one, and that one. Verse 24, 12 and verse 4. And I set again another bondservant, and they stoned him and wounded him in the head. They stoned him to the head. What does that mean? They killed him. That a death-dealing blow. In Genesis 3:15, he told Satan, Jehovah told Satan, I'm going to put in between your seed, his Antichrist son, and her seed, Jesus Christ, and he shall bruise you as to the head, this death-dealing blow right here, ekphaleosin, but you shall bruise him to the heel. They stoned him and wounded him in the head and treated him shamefully, sending him away with insults. And insulted him. That word insulted there, look at that word. Atimazo. We get a word Timothy, which means honored one, or honorable one. And this word here comes from that word. It means to dishonor. They dishonored him. They dishonored him. And they wounded him as to the head. They tried to kill him. Evidently, he escaped. Kai alone, 12 and verse 5, apestilane, kakenon, apeketenon, kai, palus, alos, us, man, derontes, hus, de, apoketenintos, that is. And another he sent with authority, his personal authority. This is where we get the word apostle. And that one they killed, they murdered. And many others in the same way, beating others and killing them. Beating and killing them. Beating and killing. Murderers. The roll call of the damned are acting out their parts. And again sent another bondservant, and they stoned him and wounded him in the head and treated him shamefully, sending him away with insult. And they sent another, and that one they killed, and then many others, and some they beat, and some they put to death. Mm-hmm. All of his prophets. These are all the prophets that were sent to Israel. They said, We are sons of Israel. Yeah, well, you're sons of these murderers. 12 and verse 6. Etehina ekane. Huion agapeton. Apostelane auton eskaton. Pros autus legon. Hote intra peisonte. Ton huion mu. Oh, this is a sad story that we're now to the present tense. The children of Israel murdered and killed the prophets of God. When they didn't like the message of the prophet, they killed the prophet. And found a prophet that would tickle their ears and telling them how great they were. Still one he had. The word huion there, that means the heir. The firstborn child. By the way, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might have life. Still another, he had a son, the dearly beloved son, agapeton. And he sent with authority him, last of all, toward them, saying, look at that word. And they shall honor, they shall accept, they shall reverence. 12 and verse 6. He still had one beloved son, last of all, and he sent them, saying, they will respect, they shall respect. they shall honor the son of me. They shall. They'll do this. They surely won't kill him. They won't kill my son. And he still had one left, beloved son, last of all, sent to him, saying, they will respect my son, my heir, my only beloved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. How did he give him? He gave his life for us. Ekenoi, ekenoi. Dei, hoi, gerergoi. Prosiatos epein. Hote hutos, esten. Ho kleronomos. Duete. Apokadenomen. Auton kai, himon, estai, he, kleronomia. Duete. Apokadenomen. Auton kai, himon, estai, he, kleronomia. Moreover, those, the ones husbandmen, sharecroppers, they said toward themselves, because this one, he is the heir, kleronomos. He is the heir by law. Come now, let us murder him. And of us, it shall be the heirship, the inheritance. We'll own it. Let's kill him. Why did they kill Jesus? Why did Israel kill Jesus? Why did they want him murdered?
Because they said
he's interfering with our religion.
Yeah.
The religion. The bunk religion.
Mm-hmm.
The illegitimate religion. The corrupt religion. The corrupt practices. He shall be the heir. Come. Let us kill him, and let us have, and the shall be to us the inheritance. Jesus looked at Israel, at Jerusalem, and he said, "Oh Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have called you like a mother hen with her baby chickens, but you would not come, you would not come, you would not come, you would not come." 12 and verse 8. Kai labontes, apoketenon, auton kai exibalon, auton exo to ampelonos. And having taken him, they killed and murdered him. And they cast him outside of the vineyard. Where was Jesus crucified? Outside of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Jerusalem was God's vineyard. Jerusalem was God's people. Jerusalem was God's vineyard. It was God's vine. Let's see what happens here. 12 and verse 8. And they took him and they killed him. They threw his body outside the vineyard. The Jews could not kill Jesus, but they had him crucified. And they were planning on throwing his body into the garbage pit. Outside of Jerusalem. Now verse 9. Let's look at verse 9. Ti poiesin. Ti poiesin. Ho kyrios tu apollonos. Eluseite kai apolese. Tos gerergus kai dose ton apollona alois. What shall he do, the Lord of the vineyard? He shall come and he shall destroy the sharecroppers. And he shall give the vineyard to others. In Genesis, the 9th chapter, this was prophesied. Genesis, the 9th chapter, this was prophesied. Let's go to Genesis, the 9th chapter, quickly. Genesis chapter 9. This was prophesied in Genesis, the chapter 9. Verse 24. And when Noah woke from his wine and knew nothing, and knew the thing which the youngest had done to him, he exclaimed, and cursed be Canaan. He shall be the servant of servants to his brethren. Deuteronomy 27:16. And he also said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and blessed be the Lord God, my God, to be Shem, and let Canaan be his servants, and may God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem. Japheth is the Gentile church, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, in the administration of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant. That was prophesied a long time ago. What would happen to these sharecroppers? What would happen in God's vineyard? And what shall the Lord God do to the sharecroppers? Let's go to verse number 10 now. Uthe tam graphane. Tauta anagnote. Lithon hon apado ki masin. Hoi oiki damosentes. Utois ergenete eis kephalen gonias para kyrio egenito alte kai esten tha agmasete en ophthalmois himon. Neither the scripture this ye read, the stone which they had rejected, had received. Now this stone is certified. This stone has no cracks in it. This stone is the head of a cornerstone of a building. This is a cornerstone. This is the stone where all the weight of the building will stand. The cornerstone. By the way, Jesus was probably not a carpenter at all. He was probably a stonemason. He used a stonemason term, not carpenter term. By the way, the word stonemason, it's technology. Technes. It is the word that means to a technician. Technician in making stone, to technician in carpentry, or making wood, little wood figures and things. There wasn't much carpentry going on back then. And they rejected the ones building Orchidomesetes. The ones building rejected the certified stone and became a head of the corner. From the Lord he became this, and it is marvelous in the eyes of us. Look at this now. Jesus said, you are Peter, a little stone, but upon this gigantic foundation stone I'll be building my church, and the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down. That church is going to be built upon the person of Jesus Christ, the rejected cornerstone, the stone which the builders rejected. And Jesus in the Old Testament is Jehovah, the rock of Israel, the stone, the foundation stone, the cornerstone of Israel. 10 and verse 11. Have you not read this passage of Scripture? The very stone which, after putting it to the test, the builders rejected, has become the head of the corner. And this is from the Lord and his doing, and it is marvelous in his eyes. In verse 11. In the eyes of us. Now let's go on to verse number 12. The roll call, the damned are busy again. The damned are busy again. Let's read this. Chi ex aton, auton kratese, chi epha betheson ton oklon, egnuson gar hote pros autos tain parabalein epain, chi authentes auton aphelton. And they kept on seeking him to seize. And they feared. They kept on fearing the crowd. And they knew that toward them the parable he said. And they left him. And they went away. They knew that Jesus was talking about them in this parable. That they were the wicked sharecroppers.
Yeah.
And instead of repenting and begging for forgiveness, they said, let's murder him. Let's kill him. but they kept on fearing the crowds. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. Father, help us to be workers in your vineyard, workers in your kingdom. Help us to glorify you in every way. Forgive us for your failure. And I send this message out, Father, that it might glorify you and honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.